Section 9. Your driving privilege. Driving in Florida is a privilege you earn. In addition to the rules of the road, you must also abide by the following laws in order to maintain your driving privilege. Insurance laws. Florida law requires drivers and vehicle owners to maintain insurance to cover costs in case of a crash. These laws include the no-fault law and financial responsibility law. No-fault law. Before you register your car in Florida, you must show proof of personal injury protection, PIP, and property damage liability, PDL, coverage. PIP covers your injuries if you're in a crash, no matter who caused it. PDL coverage pays for damage to other people's property that you cause. Every owner or person in charge of operating a motor vehicle on Florida roadways must provide proof of valid PIP and PDL insurance at the time of vehicle registration. Have a minimum of $10,000 in PIP and a minimum of $10,000 in PDL coverage. Purchase the policy from an insurance agency licensed to do business in Florida. Maintain the insurance continuously throughout the registration period, and always have proof of valid Florida insurance readily available when the vehicle is being driven on Florida roadways. You must comply if you own a motor vehicle that has been in the state for 90 days, consecutive or non-consecutive, during the last 365 days. You must maintain proper insurance or your driver license, license plate registration can be suspended. Your insurance company is required by law to notify the FLHSMV when you renew your policy. If you fail to renew it when due, or if the policy is canceled either by you or the insurance company. If you don't renew your coverage or it is canceled, FLHSMV will send you a notice that you must provide proof of new coverage. If you fail to provide proof of new insurance, your driver license and license plate can be suspended for up to 3 years. If you don't maintain insurance coverage throughout the vehicle registration period, you must turn in the vehicle license plate to any driver license service center. Turn in your plate before canceling your insurance to prevent the suspension of your license and to avoid reinstatement fees. Always carry proof of insurance when you or someone else is driving your vehicle. Your insurance company will provide you with a Florida insurance ID card. You must have the card, or electronic proof on a smartphone, with you when you're driving. You may receive a citation if you are stopped by a law enforcement officer and don't have proof of insurance with you. You'll have to go to court to prove that you had insurance coverage at the time you were stopped, or your driver license may be suspended. If you don't have proof and the judge convicts you, your driver license and license plate will be suspended. In order to leave the suspension, you will have to get insurance and pay a reinstatement fee, $150 to $500. If your driver license and license plate have been under suspension for 30 days or more, a law enforcement officer can seize your license plate immediately. The officer may also take you to jail for driving with a suspended license, which is a first-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. If your driver license or license plate is suspended for not having insurance, you won't be able to get a temporary license for any reason, not even to go to work. Also, if you show a law enforcement officer an insurance card when you know the insurance has been canceled, or if you falsify the card, you may be arrested and charged with a second-degree misdemeanor. FLHSMV will always provide you with an opportunity to prove insurance coverage or have an administrative hearing. When you receive the notice of suspension of your license, you may request a hearing. Otherwise, one will not be scheduled for you. Financial responsibility law. In addition to the required PIP and PDL coverage, if you're in a crash, you will have to prove that you are financially responsible for all damages you cause. You can prove such financial responsibility by having insurance in effect from a company licensed to do business in Florida, or obtaining a financial responsibility certificate from FLHSMV. Get more information about financial responsibility certificates at flhsmv.gov. Depending on your driving record, you may have to obtain additional insurance beyond the basic PIP and PDL requirements. For example, Florida law requires you to have bodily injury liability, bill, insurance, and increased PDL coverage when you are convicted of driving under the influence, DUI. The coverage required in such a case must be at least $100,000 bill for injuries to one person, $300,000 bill for injuries to two or more people, and $50,000 PDL. This higher coverage must be in effect for 3 years from the reinstatement date of your driving privilege. The higher limits will no longer apply if you are not convicted of another DUI or any felony traffic offense during that 3-year period. Other higher coverage limits are required by law if your driver license is suspended for accumulation of excessive points for infractions, you cause a crash and people were injured, your driver license was revoked for habitual traffic offender status, or your driver license was revoked for any serious offense. The required coverage for these cases are $10,000 bill for injuries to one person, $20,000 bill for injuries to two or more people, $10,000 PDL. OR $30,000 combined single limits. If you do not provide proof of higher coverage limits, your driver license or license plates will be suspended for up to 3 years. In addition, if you are the driver or the owner of a vehicle involved in a crash that is your fault, FLHSMV can require you to pay for the damages before your driving privilege is reinstated. Vehicle registration. The vehicle you own must have a Florida registration certificate and license plate. If a non-resident accepts employment or engages in a trade, profession or occupation in Florida, or enrolls children to be educated in a Florida public school, they must obtain the registration certificate and license plate within 10 days after beginning employment or enrollment. You also must have a Florida certificate of title for your vehicle unless an out-of-state lien holder, lessor, holds the title and will not release it to Florida. To get your registration certificate and license plate, you must show proof of Florida insurance. In most cases, you need a Florida driver license to get insurance. You must also prove that you own your vehicle by showing your certificate of title. The vehicle identification number, VIN, on any vehicle previously titled or registered in another state must be verified by one of several designated officials before the vehicle can be titled and registered in Florida. VIN verification is not required on any new vehicles, regardless of whether purchased in Florida or out of state, or new, used mobile homes, trailer-type recreational vehicles, travel trailers, camp trailers, truck campers, and fifth-wheel recreational trailers, or trailers and semi-trailers with a weight of less than 2,000 pounds. Applying for title, license plates, and registration. Apply for title, license plates, and registration at any service center in Florida. The cost of your license plate will depend on the type and weight of your vehicle. Your vehicle must always have a current license plate and you must always have your vehicle's registration when you are driving. If you buy a vehicle from a dealer in Florida, the dealer must apply for a certificate of title, certificate of registration, and license plate for you. If you buy a vehicle from an individual, you must obtain the title from the individual and apply for a certificate of title in your name. You may apply for a certificate of title, certificate of registration, and license plate at the same time. You cannot get a license plate until you have a title to prove that you own the vehicle. All first-time driver license applicants who hold an out-of-state license should apply for a Florida driver license before they register their vehicle in Florida. Many service centers will do both at the same time. Renewal. Vehicle license plates and registrations must be renewed each year or biennially, on or before the birthday of the first owner listed on the registration form. Registrations may be renewed up to 90 days prior to the expiration date. Each time you renew, you must prove that you have the required insurance, unless it's on file and electronically updated. Registrations expire at midnight on the birthday of the first owner listed on the registration form, except for mobile homes renew yearly by December 31st. Semi-trucks and semi-trailers renew yearly by December 31st. Vehicles owned by companies and corporations and some CMVs renew yearly by June 30th. Violations of the driver license law. It's the law to provide your driver license, proof of vehicle registration, and proof of insurance when stopped by a law enforcement officer. You can be put in jail or required to pay a fine for the following offenses. Altering your license in any way. Unlawful use of your license. Allowing your license to be used by another person. Making a fraudulent application for a driver license or ID card. Having more than one credential, U.S. driver license or ID card. Allowing an unlicensed person to use your car, or renting a motor vehicle to someone without a license. Giving false statements to a law enforcement officer or in a courtroom. Knowingly giving false information in crash reports. Time restrictions for minors, driving curfews. Minors holding a learner's license must be accompanied by a licensed driver who is age 21 plus, and must only drive during daylight hours. After holding a learner's license for 3 months, you may drive until 10 p.m. A 16-year-old licensed driver may not drive between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless driving to or from work or accompanied by a licensed driver who is age 21 or older. A 17-year-old licensed driver may not drive between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., unless driving to or from work or accompanied by a licensed driver who is age 21 or older. Littering. It is a crime to dump litter from a motor vehicle in any amount on any highway, road, street, etc. If you throw litter up to 15 pounds onto roadways, you can be fined $100. You can be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor, fined up to $1,000, and receive 3 points in your driving record, if dumping more than 15 pounds of litter. The court may also require you to pick up litter along roadways. Use ashtrays for cigarettes and litter bags for trash while riding in motor vehicles. Cigarettes that are tossed out of windows can lead to fires. Road damage. It is against the law to damage the roads by driving on the rim of a flat tire or by any other means. Driving under the influence, DUI. You can be charged with driving under the influence, DUI, if you are found to be driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcoholic beverages, controlled substances, prescriptions, or over-the-counter medications. At the time of arrest, your license will be administratively suspended if you have a breath or blood alcohol level, BAL, of 0.08 or above, or refuse to submit to a breath, blood alcohol test. Implied consent law. You will be asked to take a blood test, a urine test, or a breath test if a law enforcement officer has reasonable cause to believe that you were under the influence of alcohol or drugs while driving. By law, you have agreed by signing your driver license to take these tests if asked. If you refuse to take the tests when asked, your license will automatically be suspended for 1 year. A second refusal will result in an 18-month suspension and a first-degree misdemeanor. In DUI cases involving death or serious injury, you will be required to take the blood test without your consent. The blood must be drawn by a doctor, nurse, or other health professional. Blood may be drawn if you are unconscious. Penalties for DUI. First DUI conviction. Fine. $500 to $1,000, BAL 0.15 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $1,000 or more than $2,000. Community service. 50 hours. Probation. Up to 1 year. Imprisonment. Not more than 6 months, if BAL 0.15 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not more than 9 months. License revocation. Minimum 180 days. DUI school. 12 hours. Evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment for addiction. Ignition interlock device. If court ordered, if BAL 0.15 or higher, or minor in the vehicle, at least 6 continuous months. Second DUI offense, conviction. Fine. $1,000 to $2,000, BAL 0.15 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $2,000 or more than $4,000. Imprisonment. Not more than 9 months. License revocation. Minimum 180 days. DUI school, 21 hours. Evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment for addiction. Ignition interlock device. At least 1 continuous year. Third DUI offense, conviction. Fine. $2,000 to $5,000, if BAL 0.15 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $4,000. Imprisonment. Not more than 12 months. License revocation. Minimum 180 days. DUI school, 21 hours. Evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment for addiction. Ignition interlock device. At least 2 continuous years. Zero tolerance. Any driver under 21 years of age who is stopped by law enforcement and has a BAL of 0.02 or higher will automatically have their driving privilege suspended for 6 months. Any driver under 21 with a BAL of 0.05 or higher is required to attend a substance abuse course. An evaluation will be completed and parents or legal guardians will be notified of the results for all drivers under the age of 19. Traffic crashes. If you are charged in a crash, you may have to go to court. The law enforcement officer who comes to the scene of the crash will file charges against any driver who violated a traffic law. Those charged will have a chance to be heard in court. The court will then decide the penalty. Others who were present at the crash may have to come to court as a witness. If you are found at fault in a crash where anyone was injured and transported to a medical treatment facility, or it is your second collision in a 2-year period, you will be required by law to attend a traffic collision avoidance course. Florida law states that if you are convicted of possessing, selling, or trafficking in drugs, including marijuana, your driver license must be revoked. Additionally, if drugs are in your vehicle because you are using your car to transport, sell, or distribute drugs, or to assist in committing any other felony, then your car may be seized and forfeited to the arresting agency as contraband. 3 crashes in 3 years law. If you were convicted of, or pleaded nolo contendere, no contest, to your third traffic offense that caused a crash within 36 months, you must complete a FLHSMV-approved driver improvement course that includes behind-the-wheel training and an assessment of your driving safety. You must complete 12 hours of an approved advanced driver improvement course, ADI. Receive 4 hours of behind-the-wheel training from a Florida-licensed commercial driving school, CDs, and pass the extended driving test with a driver license examiner. Failure to complete these requirements within 90 days will result in a license cancellation. Point system. There are a number of infractions that can cause the loss or restriction of your driving privileges. You receive points for moving violations. If you accumulate too many points in a certain period of time, your license will be suspended and can be revoked. Violation. Unlawful speed 15 miles per hour or less over lawful or posted speed. Points. 3. Violation. Unlawful speed 16 miles per hour or more over lawful or posted speed. Points. 4. Violation. Unlawful speed resulting in a crash. Points. 6. Violation. Leaving the scene of a crash resulting in property damage of more than $50. Points. 6. Violation. Texting while driving. Points. 3. Violation. Texting occurred in a school zone. Points added to the primary offense. Points. Plus 3. Violation. Texting resulted in a crash. Points. Plus 6. Violation. Violation of traffic signal, sign, device. Points. 4. Violation. Passing a stopped school bus. Points. 4. Violation. Passing a stopped school bus resulting in serious injury or death. Points. 6. Violation. Reckless driving. Points. 4. Violation. Driving during restricted hours. Points. 3. Violation. Using a handheld device in a school crossing, school zone or work zone. Points. 3. Length of suspension. 12 points within a 12-month period, 30 days. 18 points within an 18-month period, 3 months. 24 points within a 36-month period, 1 year. The fine for exceeding the speed limit by more than 50 miles per hour is $1,000 for the first offense and $2,500 for the second. Fines are doubled when speeding infractions occur within a school zone or construction zone, with possible civil penalties up to $1,000, and you can be required to complete a driving course. The motorist receives the same number of points listed if the conviction occurs out of state or in a federal court. Mandatory restriction for minors. Any driver under the age of 18 who accumulates 6 or more points within a 12-month period is automatically restricted for 1 year to driving for business purposes only. If additional points are accumulated, the restriction is extended for 90 days for every additional point received. Losing the privilege to drive. Every driver who obtains a license must drive safely to keep it. If you break laws or become an unsafe driver, your license can be suspended, revoked, or cancelled. The following table includes some, but not all, of the reasons one can lose the privilege to drive. Resolve your traffic citations in a timely manner so that you do not lose your driving privilege. Your license will be suspended, temporary withdrawal of driving privilege, if you do one of the following. Make a fraudulent driver license application. Allow your license to be used for a purpose that is against the law. Are convicted in a traffic court and the court orders that your license be suspended. Refuse to take a test to show if you are driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Misuse a restricted license. Earn a certain number of points for traffic offenses on the point system. Break a traffic law and fail to pay your fine or appear in court as directed. Fail to pay child support. Fail to carry insurance in your vehicle. Fail to stop for a school bus. Commit retail theft. Are non-compliant with education requirements, school dropout. Your license must be revoked, termination of driving privilege, if you are found guilty of the following. Driving while under the influence of alcohol, drugs or other controlled substances. A felony in which a motor vehicle is used. Not stopping to give help when the vehicle you are driving is involved in a crash causing death or personal injury. Lying about the ownership or operation of motor vehicles. 3 cases of reckless driving within 1 year. An immoral act in which a motor vehicle was used. 3 major offenses or 15 offenses for which you receive points within a 5-year period. A felony for drug possession. Your vision is worse than the standard minimum requirements. Racing on the highway. Note. Forfeiting bail and not going to court to avoid being convicted of reckless driving counts the same as a conviction. Your license can be cancelled, void and terminated, if your license was issued in error. You give false information or identification. You fail to complete a required school. Penalties for passing a stopped school bus. Penalties for passing a stopped school bus include moving violation subject to citation. Must complete a basic driver improvement course. 4 points in your driver license, and minimum fine of $165. If you pass on the side where children enter and exit, you will receive a minimum fine of $265. When passing results in the serious injury or the death of another person. Serve 120 community service hours in a trauma center or hospital. Participate in a victim's impact panel session or driver improvement course. 6 points in your driver license. Suspension of license for a minimum of 1 year, and $1,500 fine. Administrative hearings. If your driving privilege is suspended or revoked, you may be eligible to apply for a hardship license or reinstatement. For eligibility information, contact the local Bureau of Administrative Reviews, Bar, Office, Driver License Service Center, or the FLHSMV Customer Service Center. To schedule an administrative hearing, go to mydmvportal.flhsmv.gov. If you are administratively suspended for a breath or blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above, or refuse to submit to a breath, urine, or blood test and wish to appeal this suspension, you must apply for a formal or informal review hearing at the appropriate bar office within 10 days of your date of arrest. A first-time DUI offender who has never had prior DUI-related offenses may be eligible to request a review of eligibility for a restricted driver license. By accepting a restricted driver license, the driver agrees to waive the right to a review of the suspension. To elect this option, the driver must appear at a bar office within 10 days of the DUI arrest, and request the waiver review option and pay a non-refundable fee. Disabled parking permit. If you have a mobility impairment, you don't have to pay parking fees on any public street, highway, or metered space and may park in spaces reserved for persons with disabilities. However, you must display a disabled parking permit or plate to park in these designated spaces, and the vehicle must actually be transporting the person with the disability who owns the permit or registration. Anyone who obtains or uses a permit that does not belong to them can be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor, punishable by a $500 fine or up to 6 months in jail, and the illegally parked vehicle can be towed and the permit confiscated.